It's in Yerushalmi, corresponding to Gittin Bavli, Daf Tzadik. It's the last Daf of Meseches Gittin, and we're beginning on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Yishamay Oimim Lo Yigavish Adam Es Ishtoi Elim Kein Matzah Be'Avos Tova Shneimar Ki Matzah Be'Avos Tova. Yishamay say that a person may divorce his wife only if he found a matter of erva immorality in her, as the pasuk says, Ki Matzah Be'Avos Tova. Ubeisel Oimim Afilu Hikdicha Tavshilay Shneimar Ki Matzah Be'Avos Tova. They said, I'll say, even if she burned the food, he may divorce her, because he understands the pasuk, ki matzah by elva, elvas, dava, elva or dava, elva or another matter. Rabbi Kiva, I'm feeling matzah acheres n'amimena, sh'nema v'ayim leisim sachem be'enam v'goyme. He says, even if he found a woman who's prettier than her, if she, as the pasuk says, if she does not find grace in his eyes. And the Gemara says, and we have a few lines here that we have to skip and negotiate later on. And we start with Amar Bshila, the Kvar Tamasa, Praya Makshi al Beishamai, La Yuchal Bala Rishon, Asher Shelcha, La Shubra Tachto, Man Makaimim. The Gemara says a question against Beishamai. Bshila of Kvar Timasa asks that the Pasuk says that the first husband may not take her back after she married someone else. What does this teach? Imla Isolov, Kvar Hiyasuola. If it's to forbid her to him, well, this cannot be because she's already forbidden because he found in her an erbastava. Ella kain an kaimin litin alav leisase. Rather, it forbids her with a leisase. It means normally an asay forbids an eshesish who was mizana. And now we go with v'ha tani beishamay oimim ainli ella hayotze mishum erva ovad minan hayotze v'roisha parua v'stadeh prumim v'roiseh halutzais. The Gemara rejects that and gives a different answer. There's a baisa of Beishamai that says, I would know that one may divorce only due to Elva. What's the source of divorce if her head was exposed, the sides of her garment were torn, or her arms come out of her garment? And she says, no Talmud Lomer, ki matzah be'Elva Stava. The Pasuk says, ki matzah be'Elva Stava, which means Elva or Dava. And in the latter case, she submitted to him that he may divorce her. If she married someone else and was widowed to divorce, then lo yuchal, that's where the leisase applies, which forbids her to her first husband. Which you now say, my makayim de Beishamai. How did Beisil establish the pasuk of Beishamai? Why does it say Elvas? Had it only said Dava, this would imply even a mistake of burning the food, and all the more so a matter of Elva. And she's saying, actually, Toma, Hayotz Mishim Elva, Asa Mishim Tvarach and Maturis. We shouldn't say that one who was divorced due to Elva is forbidden to marry anyone else, and one who was divorced due to another reason is permitted. And it wrote both to teach that both may remarry. Ziv, Adav Abid Nassar, Bazav Zayvoy, The Pasuk says in Vayikra Tezvav, Pasuk Lama Gimel, and a woman in her flow of Nida and a Zav in his state of Ziva. Early Haram used to say that she will be in the status of Nida, means distance. She will not put makeup on her eyes or apply mud packs until she comes to immerse. Amal Hen Vikiva Misham Raya, Im Ad Oimakein, Ifi Adzma Revi Aladi. Rekiva says, you bring a proof from there. If you say this, then she will even become repulsive and he'll seek to divorce her. And the early Chacham hold like Beis Shammai that he cannot divorce even if she becomes repulsive, but the Rekiva holds like Beis Hillel.